Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Chillin' with Cheese. I'm your host, Cheese Gardner, coming to you live from Glory Days Bar and Grill in Towson, Maryland. It's the official kickoff to Chillin' with Cheese Blog Talk Radio. Usually, this would be a night dedicated to boxing, but since the NBA Finals have started tonight, we're going to have a special show for the first show. And with me, I got two of my partners, Coach C and Big Kenny. And we're going to talk a little sports and whatever you guys want to talk about. So let's kick it off. Gentlemen?
If you controversy, you get a couple of these callers called up and take their grip duty free.
Yes, indeed. Looks like Cleveland Golden State going at it in the fourth quarter, tied up. So if any of you callers want to call in, you call in the show 718-305-6496. Once again, talk about anything you want to talk about. So let's get it cracking. Gentlemen, what do you think about the game so far?
Golden State started off, I guess, a little nervous. Got something like 3-for-19 from four. But rallied back in second half. That's now taking 3-point lead.
Golden State pretty well around the team. Step by step barrier here.
Yes. Yes, indeed. As I expected. So once again, if anybody wants to call in, don't be shy. Ladies, if you're out there, please call in. Talk about any sport you want to talk about. Also, I wanted to chime in on the big fight Saturday night at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. Miguel Cotto back in action after a year off, facing Daniel Gill. Should be a really good fight. Kicks off Puerto Rican Day Parade week in New York City, so it'll be packed. And, you know, you want to chime in on that? Anybody want to talk? The draft, the NBA draft. Let's get it popping.
Hello?
Maybe so. Right. Also, we have it talks that Mayweather and Mayweather are about to have negotiations. I don't know if I'm buying that because Mayweather, even though he won this past Saturday, he got bruised up a little bit, and I don't know if he's the kind of ticket seller that Mayweather wants to fight. He would probably fight somebody like Canelo, someone that'll bring a large gate. So we'll see about that. But nevertheless, We talk football, baseball, basketball, whatever. UFC, whatever you guys want to talk about. Oh, we now have wings now. So, yeah. But anyway, I have someone calling in, so let's go straight to the caller. Caller, you there? Hello, caller, you there? Technical difficulties. Caller, are you available? Caller, are you available?
Hello?
I guess not. Well, as we iron out the glitches, we'll
call it try again.
Please call back, and we see if we can't get these glitches taken out. It's the first show, so please give us a little leeway as we try to iron out everything. It'll all work out.
Give me your
So far, I've hung up on two callers, which I may never hear from them again. I know, right? Anyway.
I can't take a little bit of time.
you put yourself in a position to be able to fight who you want to.
No.
What? You say just fighting and you put it in the chair after the same job after he's over the person. People say the same thing for them. Come on, God. He said,
no, man. But do you buy the argument that Pacquiao was hurt? His shoulder was hurt?
No, I don't like Simon. I didn't play like Simon. You know, I understand if you miss the announcement before the fight, it's going to look fishy. But before the fight, like, he did not use his right hand during the fight. He just got beat.
Right.
He just got beat with a knife. And he looked like he was a full leader at the end of the fight.
Okay. All right. It seems like, we'll switch gears for a minute, it seems like the fans and here are pretty hyped up. This game is going down to the wire. And it seems like Golden State is going back and forth. Cleveland, I guess, is up by four now, just over 6 minutes left. But it's pretty much what you expected in the first game of the NBA Finals. Fantastic, up and down the floor. The crowd seems to be really into it, as always in Golden State. But that was the big talk, the Splash Brothers against the Kings. So, I got it going at least six games. And I don't know. I'm not going to pick a winner yet. But what you guys think?
I'm going with Cleveland's been the best team all year. That's supposed to be the one. They're not looking at Chris. I thought they were that 7 day playoff. Maybe the ball that. Same thing for Cleveland, the 8 day playoff. But with the shooting and the inside presence that both they have, Bogus and Steve, to be able to get anything this series at all, I think that was going to be added to LeBron, Perry Irving, and J.R. Smith.
Right. That's true. Again, callers, if you want to call in, phone number 718-305-6496. 718-305-6496. I've hung up on a couple of y'all. I didn't mean it. So if you get a chance, call that. And, we'll try to get you in. So. Nevertheless, looks like LeBron is trying to take over the game, so we'll see how this pans out. Right now, he's got game high 37 points, which he's looking Jordan-like almost. I know, I guess I shouldn't say that. But, I mean, come on. I don't even like them. I mean, Lakers all day, but I got to get a mad credit. Let me see. We got another caller. Caller, are you there?
What's going on? How are you?
Welcome to the Chilling with Cheese, sir. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. You want to call? Yes, sir.
What do you think the biggest advantage is for LeBron James in this series?
I think the biggest advantage for LeBron, the caller asked me what was the biggest advantage LeBron has in a series. Am I correct?
Yes.
I'm thinking his size. Because LeBron is so versatile, he can bring the ball up the court. He can post both guards. He can post the small forward. And they really cannot match up with him. What you say, Carlos?
I think you're too physical for each and every one of them.
I believe so too. Caller says he believes he's too physical, which I totally agree with. Hey, caller, where you calling from?
Baltimore.
What's your name, man?
William Miller.
All right. Got William Miller calling from Baltimore. I appreciate the call, William. Stay tuned for the next week's episode, my brother.
Yes, sir.
So you got to explain something along with the physical attributes of his size, the game experience he's been in the finals
I agree. He's people say we've been to the finals and he's lost, but hell, I think Magic Johnson went 10 times and lost 5 times or something like that. So that's the mark of greatness. I got another caller. Hey, caller, just chilling with Cheese. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Gerald Scales from Baltimore.
Yeah, what's up, man? Talk to us.
I'm doing fine.
What's your question, brother?
My question is, do you think Steph Curry is the greatest shooter of all time?
I tell you what, the caller is a great question. Do we think Steph Curry is the best shooter of all time? That's a great question.
And I thought about that question. Last few weeks watching him in the playoffs. And
yeah.
In the 30-plus years I've been watching basketball, I haven't seen the guy that can shoot like.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you, man. Especially off the dribble, I don't know, man. You got a good point there, man. He may be, and he's very young, but I guess time will tell, but that shot ain't going to go nowhere. You agree?
Yes.
Yes, indeed. I appreciate you calling in, man. Check in next week for me. All right, man.
We'll call it back.
Once again, we got another caller. Anyway, looks like Cleveland's up. 93-90 was just over 4 minutes left, and it is packed. It's packed in here. The fans are going crazy in here in the glory days. So, unbelievable. So. I really appreciate it. I have another caller coming in. Caller, what's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Kenny. Calling from Baltimore.
What's up, man? What's your question?
Who is better, Magic or Michael?
Caller had a great question. Who is better? What's your name, caller?
Kenny.
Who's better, Magic or Michael Jordan?
That's a no-brainer. The man's name is Irvin Magic Johnson. 6'9", not that athletic, but found a way to score and dominate from every position on the floor.
Did you hear that, Ken?
Say it again?
Yeah. He said he thinks Irvin Magic Johnson was better than Michael Jordan, and my partner over here. You agree?
Yeah, Magic.
So tell me this. What makes you think that Irvin is better than Michael? Give me your opinion.
Because Michael could only play one position, and Magic could play all 5 positions.
Carl has a great point. He said Magic could play all 5 positions, which he did when he won his first title against the Sixers. So you're right on the money with that. I guess a lot of people look at Jordan and they think about that killer instinct. The killer mindset. Yeah. No, it's not hype now. Because that was real. Because I still ain't seen that like that. Thanks, Kenny, for your call. I hope to hear from you next week, bro.
Got it.
And I just had to start crazy. I just had to sound crazy before I came in.
Right.
And Magic Johnson Larry Bird took the NBA from pretty much dead. NBA was dead.
Right.
They brought the league to a level quarterback to where the fan was for interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. Michael Jordan came along and took the NBA globally out of this world.
So you're gonna have one player to start your team. Who you want?
Michael Jordan.
So we got a Jordan. Proving that, and did it with less athletic.
Right.
I just wanted to say congratulations on your first show.
I really appreciate it. Sheena congratulating me on my first show.
Oh, thank you very much.
And see, ladies, we got ladies calling in. And I really appreciate you calling into the show. You going to follow us?
Absolutely.
I really appreciate it. And I hope to hear from you next week, Sheena.
I sure will. Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. I have a question before you go. How do you,
okay,
as a woman, how do you gauge our first show? Because we really want the women to get involved with the show, and I'm glad you called. Number one, what are there any things that, as far as a woman, that you think that we can, as guys, do better on the show to get women more involved?
I actually have no idea. Sorry. I enjoy hearing the questions and the commentary. It's something nice to listen to, I guess, whenever something piques my interest, ask a question.
Right. That, can you, as a caller, can you hear us clearly, or?
Whomever the second gentleman is, he sounds like he's very far away, but you sound,
okay.
I can hear you very well.
Okay. All right, we'll try to fix that in the next episode. But, Sheena, appreciate you calling, and tune in next week at the same time, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right, we got the ladies calling there, chiming in, fellas.
I'd like to say thank you for allowing us to be here. Now, to close out that last call, Kenny, if you give Kobe a test, who's the closest thing to a 6'9" point guard in the league right now? LeBron. I would go LeBron too. Do you think LeBron gets to handle a full time point guard?
No.
I think it would be too taxing on the body. I think that's what made Magic so special. But then there really isn't anyone close to that. Not unless you bring Oscar Robertson out of retirement. But that ain't happening. Hey, fellas, we got about 10 seconds left. I want to thank you fellas for coming out, chiming in on this basketball edition of the first episode, Chilling with Cheese, live from Glory Days. And we're going to get it cracking next week, and hopefully we have things better.
Yes, Steve. Thank you very much.